Hello and welcome again to Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math. A course here in the School of Light. This is Pastor Deborah, your School of Light teacher for this course. This lesson, lesson number 18, is entitled, What Are Your Responsibilities Towards and With Others to Help Them in Healing and Restoration? So let's get started. A quick review of lesson number 17. It was about what the responsibility of yourself is in healing and restoration. You were taught that the kingdom within and its king, the soul's subconsciousness, is the responsible part of its and its physical body's healing and restoration. The soul's will is the vital part of the soul that must be 100% desiring and dedicated to its and its physical body's healing and restoration. The will must be strong, determined, dedicated, and disciplined to fight its own self and its own physical body to be healed and restored. Remember? Now this lesson, lesson number 18, is about what are your responsibilities towards and with others to help them in healing and restoration. Oh, you didn't know you had responsibilities towards and with others, like all of humanity? Yes, you have a vital and important responsibility towards them and with them. Let's learn how and why this is a truth and what this looks like to yourself and to the others in the world. First, you must love all others as you love yourself, your kingdom within, and have desired to be healthy and restored unto its rest and peaceful condition. That should be pretty easy, right? No problem for you, right? Yes, all humanity, even the very evil and bad ones who do terrible and abusive things to others and even to animals. Yes, this is your first responsibility towards others and with others, to love them. Then you must be able to shine out with a testimony of what your kingdom within was like and its need for healing and restoration, and how your will became strong, determined, and disciplined, and then sought healing and restoration for your soul's subconsciousness and for your physical body. Then your own story must be a visible testimony of your healing and restoration. Your own battle for healing and restoration must be visible. Be told to others and how you had support and help to fight this battle yourself. Then you must be able to transfer your knowledge and education you have learned about the unhealthiness of your kingdom within and its need for healing and restoration. You must be able to answer the questions about your own healing and restoration, the ways you became healed and what worked for you and what didn't. Then next, offer your love and support to others and provide them with words and actions of encouragement and truth to their own kingdom within and its need for healing and restoration as yours needed. Then you offer to walk with them in their walk into healing and restoration. Your support can come by personal contact, emails, text, phone calls, passing educational videos to them, websites to connect to, books to read, information of who to call to help them with their healing and restoration. But you are still responsible for loving them even when they fall and fail. Then they will need you and your love and support even more. Yes, you have many responsibilities to help others in their healing and restoration. And can you do more? Sure. How about praying for them to be strong and to fight this battle and win? You, who have fought your own battle to be healed and restored, can now help others with and through their battle to be healed and restored within their own kingdom that is within them. So what are your responsibilities to others and with others in their healing and restoration? Love them as you loved yourself, your own kingdom, and fought to heal it and restore it to a peaceful and healthy condition. Then tell your story of victory, of your own battle to be healed and restored, and then support and encourage others to do the same. Now, that ends this lesson, lesson number 18 of Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math here in the School of Light. What is your responsibility to and with others to help them in healing and restoration? Pastor Deborah has been honored that you have listened to this course and are learning and growing. Please come back and listen to lesson number 19. What does a healthy and restored kingdom within you look like on the inside of its eternal kingdom to itself and on the outside to others? So until lesson number 19, love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, your School of Light Global Teacher of the Agape Love, Love Is Here Ministries that are a global teaching ministry. See you in lesson number 19.